Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week marks the centennial of one of the finest and most underrated female vocalists from the war years, Joe Stafford. Stafford had one of the purest vocal sounds of any of the great songbook singers, and her repertoire extended from standards to bebop and even American folk music. And as cool and unaffected as she seemed behind the microphone, Joe Stafford also had a wry sense of humor that emerged in some novelty records she recorded incognito. This hour will chronicle her career. It's the Joe Stafford Centennial, coming up next on Afterglow.
is daydreaming just like me.
Joe Stafford performing late in her career on a track from her 1960 album for Columbia Records called Joe Plus Jazz, one of her only pure jazz recordings. That was the Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn tune Daydream. A number of Ellington's band members were also featured on this album, including saxophonist Ben Webster and Johnny Hodges, and trumpeter Ray Nance. The arrangements on the album were done by Johnny Mandel. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, our spotlight is on singer Joe Stafford in honor of her centennial on November 12th. Joe Stafford possessed one of the purest, warmest voices in all of American popular song. She had a cool and unaffected sound, kind of like a cool jazz singer in the generation before those kinds of singers ever existed. Unlike some other big band vocalists turned solo balladeers, Joe Stafford never added any artifice to her voice. She wasn't a personality, which might be why she's less iconic today, 100 years after her birth. She didn't heighten her girlish charm like Doris Day, nor did she ramp up her sultriness like Peggy Lee. Instead, Joe Stafford just sang, clearly and directly, and she did it better than just about anybody else. Joe Stafford got her start as the youngest sister of the Stafford Sisters in Southern California, a girl group in the model of the Boswell Sisters or the King Sisters. The group didn't last long. Joe was the only sister who wanted to pursue a career in it. So eventually, she joined forces with two other singing groups to form the ensemble, the Pied Pipers. Originally an octet and then reduced to a quartet, with Stafford as the only female, the Pied Pipers were discovered by Tommy Dorsey in the late 1930s. In 1939, Dorsey hired the Pied Pipers to back up his budding lead singer at the time, a guy by the name of Frank Sinatra. By 1940, Sinatra and the Pied Pipers, led by Joe Stafford's beautiful soprano voice, became sensations. Their song I'll Never Smile Again from May of 1940 holds the distinction of being the very first number one single ever issued by Billboard magazine.
I'm so in love with you. I'll never thrill.
By 1941, Joe Stafford was a proven talent within the Dorsey organization, so much so that Dorsey gave her the opportunity to sing her own song solo, eclipsing the other female singer in the band, Connie Haynes. The song was Little Man with a Candy Cigar, and it started her solo career. Over the next year and a half, Stafford was the lead vocalist on more than a dozen songs with the Dorsey Orchestra. We'll hear two of those Joe Stafford songs now, beginning with Little Man with a Candy Cigar on Afterglow.
Pensive mood for such a little man, sitting all alone, chin cupped in your hand. Don't let me disturb your dreaming. Better do your dreaming while you can, little man. How I wonder
taken with the jive, boy. You shout when it hits you.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, yes. Yes, you shout when it hits you.
Yes, indeed.
When the spirit moves you, you shout hallelujah.
I mean,
when it hits you, you holler.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, yes. When the jive start jumping, you shout,
let me in there.
Well, all right then. When it hits you, you holler.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Joe Stafford, Cy Oliver, and the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra performing the Oliver tune, Yes Indeed. Before that, we heard Joe Stafford with the Matt Dennis tune, Little Man with a Candy Cigar. Both of those recordings are from the early 1940s. A few months after Frank Sinatra left Dorsey's orchestra in 1942 to pursue a solo career, the Pied Pipers also parted ways with Dorsey to make it on their own. About a year earlier, Joe Stafford and the Pied Pipers had met the singer-songwriter Johnny Mercer, who promised them that whenever he happened to start his own record label, he would sign them. By the time the Pipers left Dorsey's orchestra, Mercer had co-founded Capitol Records, and he made good on that promise. The Pied Pipers and Joe Stafford were among the very first artists signed to Capitol. It became clear early on that Joe Stafford was bigger than the Pied Pipers. She left the group in 43 to go solo full-time, and she quickly became one of the biggest music stars from the war years, earning the nickname G.I. Joe.
Candy, I call my sugar candy.
Between 1943 and 1950, Joe Stafford recorded 48 hits for Capitol Records, making her the biggest star on the label, even bigger than the president himself, Johnny Mercer. Here are a few Capitol hits for Joe Stafford from the 1940s, beginning with the Rodgers and Hammerstein tune, The Gentleman is a Dope, on Afterglow.
The gentleman is a dope, a man of many faults, a clumsy Joe who wouldn't know rumba from a waltz. The gentleman is a dope and not my cup of tea. Why do I get in a dither? He doesn't belong to me. The gentleman isn't bright, he doesn't know the score. A cake will come, he'll take a crumb and never ask for more. The gentleman's eyes are blue, but little do they see. Why am I beating my brains out? He doesn't belong to me. He's somebody else's problem. She's welcome to the guy. Isn't very smart. He's just a lug you'd like to hug and hold against your heart. The gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be. But look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me.
how happy he could be. But look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me.
Thank you.
my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming. Every minute, every hour, every day I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover who will show someone to enfold, to keep me warm when Mondays are cold. A love for all my life to have and to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love.
Joe Stafford in 1947 with A Sunday Kind of Love. Before that, we heard her in 1949 with the Rodgers and Hammerstein song Some Enchanted Evening. And starting that set, another Rodgers and Hammerstein song, this one from the musical Allegro, that was The Gentleman is a Dope. All of those recordings for Capitol featured the Paul Weston Orchestra, who at the time was Stafford's musical director and friend. But later on, Paul Weston would become her husband. In the 1940s, Joe Stafford showcased her range by recording not just pop songs, but spirituals, folk songs, comedy songs, and even bebop numbers. At the same time that she was becoming a star in the pop market, she was also becoming a star in a completely different market and a more religious section of American culture by recording spirituals like Whispering Hope with singer Gordon McRae.
Breathing a lesson on her, hope with a gentle persuasion, whispers her comforting word.
But that same year that she was recording this, 1949, she was also a pioneering voice in bebop jazz, recording a wordless scat tune called Jolly Joe with the Dave Lambert Singers. Stafford was a chameleon who could slide into any genre that Capitol Records put in front of her. By 1948, Stafford also made an album of traditional American folk songs, which included Wayfaring Stranger and Barbara Allen. These are songs that most big-name pop artists would not touch. The album, called American Folk Songs, is at times a bit hokey and at other times sublime, and it became a surprise hit, influencing the next generation of folk musicians like folk singer Judy Collins. She and Paul Weston's orchestra even re-recorded the album in 1962. I'll play for you now a track from that early 60s remake of the American Folk Songs album. The accompaniment here can only be referred to as Copeland-esque, but when I first heard this, I was blown away at how effortless and beautiful Stafford's delivery is. Here's Joe Stafford with the traditional American folk tune, Shenandoah, on Afterglow.
Shenandoah, I long to see you. Oh, you rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you. warm that spring embraces. Oh, you rolling river, though I have seen 100 places.
Joe Stafford and the Paul Weston Orchestra in 1962 with the traditional folk song Shenandoah. That's from the remake of Stafford's album called American Folk Songs. We'll have more from singer Joe Stafford in just a bit. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, and the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street, online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the career of singer Joe Stafford this hour in honor of her centennial on November 12th. By 1950, Stafford's time at Capitol Records had come to a close, and she, along with her music director Paul Weston, made the move to Columbia Records. 2 years later, Stafford and Weston were married and remained together both as musical and life partners until his death in 1996. Stafford and Weston spent the next decade recording for Columbia, and she would more or less go into retirement by the 1960s. Stafford made occasional appearances on television and radio, but she was most at ease in the recording studio. Like she did for Capitol Records, Stafford exercised her versatility on Columbia by recording jazz tunes, pop tunes, country songs, gospel and religious numbers, Scottish folk songs, Christmas songs, Broadway hits, and even blues. I'll spend some time focusing more on her pop and jazz tunes. And let's start with her pop work. Joe Stafford had been a fixture on the pop charts in the 1940s, and it was no different in the 1950s. In fact, her biggest-selling single came in 1952, the sentimental song by the female songwriter Chilton Price called You Belong to Me. It was one of the biggest-selling singles from 1952, and Weston's arrangement does everything all at once, It has elements of jazz, pop, swing, R&B, and even a little bit of country. Here's Joe Stafford in 1952 with You Belong to Me on Afterglow.
I was waltzing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were waltzing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz. Thank you. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee.
Two pop hits for Joe Stafford on Columbia Records in the early 1950s. We just heard her version of the Pee Wee King song Tennessee Waltz from 1951, a version that, despite some beautiful singing and a great clarinet solo, was nowhere near as famous as the Patti Page version of that song. And before that, we heard Stafford's biggest hit, You Belong to Me, a version that was far more successful than the version done by Patti Page. I'll spend some time now exploring some of the jazz offerings from Joe Stafford in the 1950s and early 1960s. Stafford was never a jazz singer, per se, at least not like Ella Fitzgerald or Sarah Vaughan. But she was so skilled and so versatile that when she had to wear that jazz hat, she did it easily and confidently. So first, here's Joe Stafford, the Paul Weston Orchestra, and the Starlighters in 1952, with Irving Berlin's Blue Skies on Afterglow.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Just when I think I'm free as a dove, oh, devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire, under stars that are cheered by the winter, under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home.
Joe Stafford in 1960 from her album Joe Plus Jazz with the Cole Porter tune You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. Before that, we heard Stafford in 1958 from the album Swingin' Down Broadway with Old Devil Moon. And starting that set, Stafford in 1952 with Blue Skies. And now from the sublime to the ridiculous. To close off this hour, I need to focus on one somewhat remarkable aspect of Joe Stafford's career, her comedy. As I've said before, Stafford was a blank slate as a singer. She could transform her voice to fit any style. However, when she wanted to inject a little humor into the proceedings, Stafford had to assume a different identity. We have two examples of this, one from the 1940s and another from the 1950s and beyond. Her first assumed identity for the sake of comedy, which I'll play for you now, was the hillbilly singer known as Cinderella G. Stump. The story goes that Capitol recording artist Red Engel, a comedic country singer that recorded with Spike Jones, was making a novelty version of the pop standard Temptation, which he countrified to Timtation. When his girl singer never showed up to the recording session, Joe Stafford stepped in and did her best country bumpkin voice. She didn't want credit on the album, so she gave herself the pseudonym of Cinderella G. Stump. And when word got out that it was really Joe Stafford singing, Temptation became an even bigger hit. So here's Joe Stafford, a.k.a. Cinderella G. Stump, along with Red Engel and the Natural Seven in 1947 with Temptation on Afterglow.
Tell me, will you, darling, why you look so bad tonight? There's bags around your eyeballs, which is red instead of white.
Well, if for this away you came when I was alone, shucks, I should have known that you was temptation. You smiled a leering me on, my heart is plumb gone, 'cause you was temptation. It'd be thrilling if and you're willing, but if and it never can be, then pity for me, for you was too bored to be kissed. I couldn't resist, 'cause you was temptation, and I was yours.
The apple tempted Eve, as a mud hole tempts a mosquito, darling.
That's how you tempted me.
And as corn liquor tempts a drunkard, as sorghum tempts a bee, as a willow tree tempts a caterpillar, darling.
That's how you tempted me. You came when I was alone. Shucks, I should have known that you was temptation. You smiled a little neon. My heart is plumb gone.
One of Joe Stafford's novelty records. That was her and Red Engel performing a hillbilly version of the pop standard Temptation. Joe Stafford's other foray into comedy came in the late 1950s, and also under an assumed name. The story behind this creation goes that Stafford and her husband Paul Weston were growing tired of the awful music that Columbia music director Mitch Miller was bringing to them. So to parody it, they adopted the alter egos of Jonathan and Darlene Edwards, two high society performers who were also terrible musicians. They took their act to Hollywood parties, performing standards out of tune and in poor taste. And they did it in only the way that two actually very good musicians could do. Eventually, Jonathan and Darlene Edwards recorded their act, and they even won a Grammy Award for Best Comedy Album in 1959. For a singer who was almost incapable of singing a wrong note, there's some irony in the fact that Joe Stafford's only Grammy Award came from when she was purposefully singing out of tune. To close off this hour, here is Jonathan and Darlene Edwards, a.k.a. the real husband and wife duo Paul Weston and Joe Stafford, and their absurd version of I Love Paris on Afterglow.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every fall. In the winter. the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment, every moment of the year. I love Paris, boy, oh boy, do I love Paris. Winter when it sizzles, also in the fall, summer when it drizzles, springtime best of all.
Comedy duo Jonathan and Darlene Edwards, the alter egos of Paul Weston and Joe Stafford, with their take on Cole Porter's I Love Paris. And thanks for tuning in to this Joe Stafford edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, and the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street, online at iheartsoma.com. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.